The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hi, friends. We're here talking Bravo. First, I have to ask you a question. Have you heard about this movie, Saltburn?
I have, and I haven't. I've heard the buzz, but I have no, I don't know why I don't care to watch it.
Had also heard the buzz. Munch, my friend Munch, our friend Munch was in town last weekend. I'm like, we don't have anything to watch. Let's turn it on. About 45 minutes in, there are two of the most disgusting, when I say like unwatchable, horrific sexual scenes I've ever seen in my life. Like,
what are they doing in it?
Disgust. I don't want to ruin it for people. I turned the movie off. I will never go back and watch.
Tell me what they're doing.
All right. Spoiler alert. Fast forward 30 seconds.
It's been long enough. If you're watching Saltburn, you're fucking, you've watched it.
And I'm sorry to just come in your ears minute one with this explicitness, but it fucking horrified me.
I need to hear.
Worse than any porn I've ever seen. The first scene.
She's watching porn, everybody.
The first scene was, he's like, this guy's obsessed with this other guy, like on the low, like, you know, and so he's watching him take a bath and the guy's jerking off in the bath. The guy gets out of the bath and the water is draining and the fucking guy goes in there and slurps up
the
bath water.
Okay. He's in the room. Oh, so he's stalking him. It's Joe Goldberg.
The guy left.
In there?
Yeah. That kind of vibe. He goes in,
lays
into the bath, slurps it up. Right. That's scene one. And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Okay. Carries on. Next scene's almost less worse, or it's even more disgusting. I don't even know. The same guy is out seducing some chick and she's like, oh, I can't, I'm on my period, and he's like, whatever.
Oh my god.
And starts wiping blood, her blood, all over him. They're making out, exchanging blood. It was horrifying, and that's when I turned it off. It was disgusting.
I have a friend who has like multiple times had guys on their first time hookup eat her out on her period.
Don't,
what is wrong with men? Do you you're so eating disgusting. Someone else's blood out of their vagina.
Stop.
That's so gross. But it's multiple. Like, I tell her, I can't believe it. It's like the guys are so drawn to her on her period.
Ugh,
I want nothing
disgusting.
To do with
don't
someone
even
touching me on
no,
my period. It
no,
hurts.
No.
That's the last thing I ever want.
No, I am disgusted.
People have sex on their period. That hurts. Why would you want that?
I'm good. I don't want to go down this road. I just want to tell you that it was disgusting. I was horrified.
But I'm just blown away by how gross men are. And they, no, like, she doesn't
this
have
was gross
HIV
on,
or AIDS
this
or whatever.
This was gross on both sides because the woman was engaging.
Blood.
It was disgusting. Right.
The woman, right. The woman. Some people get into that.
And then
Saltburn.
I read the Wikipedia
what's
the for
rave
the movie.
About it, though? What's the
well?
What
it's a sick
the
movie. I read the rest of the Wikipedia, and he ends up killing like the entire family of the guy because they're super wealthy and like takes over their identity, and that's the end of the movie. It was like, what? All right, spoiler. Sorry.
Why would they? Why would they want? Why are people so into that?
I don't know. It was sick. It was one again sickest thing. I don't turn
no,
things
really?
Off often. I don't know. I think it's because it's like I thought it was going to be like a new Cruel Intentions or something. That's like kind of what the buzz was. Like, it's this like, upper class story of intrigue and like blah, blah. And it was just like, this is sick. I don't know what the fuck I'm watching. Now that actor is ruined for me forever. I can't see him in anything.
Who is it?
You'd recognize him. He's some British guy. Ugh, God, it was horrible. All right. Just had to get
name.
That off my chest.
Why is it named Saltburn? Do you know?
Because that's the name of their estate.
Oh.
They own. Yeah.
There's something wrong with the world that is the buzz.
I know.
It's gross.
Once I saw it, I was like, what is this? And this is a movie people were watching over the holidays? I couldn't imagine if I'd been watching that movie with like my parents or my in-laws or something. I would have jumped off a cliff. Oh my God. Horrible.
I think something's wrong with people watching that and watching Taylor Swift's movie as a family. Both of those families are nuts. Watch Four Christmases, okay?
Love that. All right. Anything else before we get into it? Where do you want to start today?
There's a picture of Taylor Swift and Blake Lively with Taylor Swift wearing a green crushed velvet with those ugly boots that look like they're from Charlotte Russe.
Yes.
Tell me what's happening. Why does she look like that?
Her style is wild to me. It's like, that was like a, you remember when Renaissance days were a big thing, like when we were in sixth grade or something, and everybody would dress like they were going to like the Renaissance fair. That's the vibe it gives me. Like she was going to be a patron at a, I just like her style is really bad. I thought Blake Lively looked great though.
Blake Lively looked great. And they are saying she's bringing back like 2007 with those platform pumps, which I do appreciate. Blake Lively looked good. She did.
Yeah.
But how, I want Taylor Swift to dress like Kim Kardashian, which is fucked up.
I just want her to have like a proper stylist because I think she could.
Or look good.
Yeah. That's right. What I'm saying. Like, it's, what? Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. No. And the fact that she, I would respect her more if she went to Travis's games and wasn't decked out in Chiefs gear.
What do you mean? She's supporting. What do you want?
If you're a fan, but she wasn't a fan before this. So now you're just, there's pictures of her in Eagles sweatshirts. You don't get to just jump.
She's from
ship.
Philly. Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
wear an Eagles.
She's not from
don't
Philly.
Wear
she's from...
anything. If I started dating a Chiefs fan, I wouldn't be, I'd say, you know,
but we're different.
Good for
we're
you.
Football. We're actual football fans. Like we were raised football fans.
Who are
flip floppers.
Yeah. I want to stab people. I tell the kids right now, you're allowed to choose a team. You can either choose the Buffalo Bills or you can choose a team that is you're growing up in your heyday. Like I can see kids who were born in the 90s. You can be a Dallas Cowboys fan and be from upstate New York when they're hot or something like a team that really gets your engines and your interests going. I tell my kids you're from California. You can be a 49ers fan or like the Rams. I'm not too hot on, but that's what they're allowed to choose from.
Okay.
But you have to pick now and stick with it.
I 100% agree with you, but she's not a football person, obviously, you know.
Oh, that makes
she had
nuts.
the first game she had like a spreadsheet explanation of what football was
but
to
I
like
pray,
pull along.
I've turned so hard on the Chiefs. I pray that they lose and Taylor Swift is there. It will be so good.
You're nuts. All right, where do you want to start?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What caught your... Can we start with the Southern Charm reunion?
Yeah, I hate reunions. But this was better than Salt Lake City's to me.
I agree. It was better. This is, I think, what... The thing that... And we've talked about this several times, but I just have to give him his flowers yet again. Shout out to fucking Craig. I just have never seen a person... It's like Mike... He's like Mike the Situation, but on Southern Charm. Like, the way he's turned his life around where he was like, and now, like, I'm not even drinking. It doesn't serve me. Like, just, like, his growth from being, like, an Adderall-addicted, like, psychopath to who he is now. It's staggering to me every time I see it.
He looks
really
great.
Really is.
Yeah.
Looks great. Looks healthy. Love the way they're talking to Shep. I didn't think they were going to bring up
Shep,
drunk at BravoCon. It was like,
I love that. I enjoyed that. Yeah, that's all I want to hear about.
Yes, I love that kind of shit. Like, I wanted to see,
seemed like the writing's on the wall. It seems like he should be on suicide watch. Not that I'm making a joke out of it, but it seems like he's got in his eyes he has nothing to live for. He looked sad.
I mean, that reunion, his sexual prowess gets shit all over. And then he's like, I'm this like boozing alcoholic. And they're all like, that's not good enough to just drink beer. You're a degenerate. And like, he did seem like the wind was fully out of his sails.
When he's like the boys, when he said the boys, like the boys have their podcasts and Craig has his pillows. Even Austin has this dumb, gross beer probably that tastes like.
I know. He doesn't have a project in the works.
He has nothing going on.
Other than his
probably Robin Hood stock accounts that he bounces back and forth every day.
Right.
Pretends he's a stockbroker at 6 a.m. I bet you that's what he does.
Maybe if he's lucky. It was.
Plays with fake money that his parents gave him. That's what his parents fucked him.
Yeah,
and
it
Bravo.
Feels like
and getting on this show fucked him.
Yes. Like this large cloud of like regret hanging over him that is actually largely tied to this show. The way he was like, me and Taylor would have been married and
he never would have met her.
Yeah, what are you fucking talking about? But it's just like it just seemed, I don't know, like they even said it at one point, like maybe being on the show isn't the best thing for you or something. It was like, ooh, like just
where would he be if he wasn't on the show? A bartender? What would he be doing?
I don't know. Just wandering around. Like, did we see really asinine, like drunk behavior? I just like Shep is, while he's always drinking. No, just in life on this show.
He hides it better on the show, but in real life, he got kicked out of the casino.
Right.
He choked on the chicken bone.
Right.
He's a real loser. I'm surprised he's lucky he lives in the city. The good thing he doesn't drive. Peter Thomas from Real Houses of Atlanta got picked up for a DUI.
I saw.
Yeah, great mugshot.
That was the one thing that stood out to me was like the Shep stuff. The second piece of this reunion is Taylor is such a loser. And I just have never disliked
somebody.
The way she held on to like the Ravenel shit to try to blow up Olivia's life. And it's like, Olivia didn't even fucking know Catherine. That's just, why are you doing that? It just felt so grimy. And like, it didn't work for her. Like she thought it was going to work for her. It was more like, you're a fucking piece of shit. I can't stand the way she approaches things.
Be so Jesus preaching and be such a bad person. It just is so gross.
Forgive the way you like to be forgiven. It's like, shut up. Again, what was she saying? Like Leva said she texted like your friend used to stick his dick in here or something. Like when she's sending the nudes, it's like, what? Like just really gross. Ugh.
And Whitney is a pervert too, and obviously, and Leva sitting there as women. Do we need to? I guess if they're on a show, but just the way Leva's like, I saw the text message. Just shut up, Leva. I hate Leva.
Leva
was
like
there?
The mom on the. I don't know. When I saw her walk out, I'm like,
been there.
Name five scenes she was in this season that were notable. One, name one. I can't remember one.
Where's Whitney?
She was like the mom on the couch in the corner, like giving her opinion, like when she's like, Shep, you know, and like telling them about the power of like, you don't want to take a bath and then it's all you care about. It's like, Leva, nobody, like, we don't need your opinion.
I know. I look forward to a bath. No one looks like, forward to a
no
bath.
One does.
It's a nightmare.
You know, it's the last 30 minutes. You're dying. Like, it's not like a glorious fun time unless
nightmare.
You've gone for like a week and you miss your kid. Yeah,
You're dying for your kid to take a fucking shower. Baths are gross, or they're just wiping the shit.
We've transitioned
the bathtub
to baths. I mean,
burn.
We've transitioned to showers, and it's 10 out of 10.
It's fucking gross.
Can't
take
recommend.
A shower. Stop being a pussy and fucking stand up and get clean for once in your life. Take a fucking shower, you loser. I don't know. I the way that Shep talks about Taylor, like, he is her dad, is creepy.
Yes, it's so creepy. I want the best for her. I did it. Oh, you know what I love was that Shep started the entire reunion with a Napoleon quote. That was like such like douchebag behavior when he's like, you know, as Napoleon said. It's like, oh my god,
don't let your enemy, when they're making mistakes, don't interrupt them or something like that. I actually was like, well, I think Shep looked great in the finale. When he dressed like a 1970s person.
I liked that. Yeah.
How did he look so much better?
I thought he looked healthier at the reunion, actually.
He does.
Like he looked like a little fresher, maybe.
As loser as he is, I don't hate him. I hate Austin more than I hate Shep. And
yeah,
I don't know why.
I would agree with that. And I'm not quite sure why either. I think Austin is just... He's just such a tool
such
bag.
A little weasel
However,
bitch.
similarly, I am not on JT's side. Like, JT's hard on for Austin. Enough is enough. You're I not agree. Like the conqueror of Austin. Leave it alone. I will, if you say JT to me now, he's on a chair yelling at a man like a child. Yeah, that's right. Like the picture I have in my head, and I can't take him seriously. Sad. And while I don't like Austin, I'm also not for like what JT is trying to pull, because it's just like, what are you doing?
Austin's so spot on that he says he's a dork. He does come off like a dork.
Yes, that's the problem. Is like, I feel bad. Austin, while Austin is a piece of shit, he has obviously some kind of Aro vibe about him that women are attracted to, men right? like, whatever. And so he unfortunately has the upper hand in that situation. And like, JT just comes across as like a loser. I don't know how else
can the women not all band together and say that he was good in bed? Can we lie? Can he not put that out there? That was gross.
I know.
Ugh. Who cares?
Yeah.
Say he's good in bed.
I think weird. Those were all my thoughts, pretty much. Oh, this was the thing that Shep said that I thought was weird. When he said he has great pride in her development about Taylor. It's like, what development? Sounds she's like sexting people like she's 12. What are we talking about? And like, that is something my father would say. Like,
it's weird. What? If my dad ever said that, I'd be like, oh, what are you talking about? My fucking tits? Do I need a training bra? It's fucking creepy. Development. Don't ever talk about. Shep didn't love her. He thinks he's better than her the way he talks about her. They were equals. He talks to her like he owned her.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, he purchased her and leased her. At the finale, Paige looks so cute. I love that.
Yes.
She can really put an outfit together. Her, you know, and Hannah Burner at the Mean Girls premiere.
Yeah,
why can't she dress Hannah Burner? Help your friend. Because she looks so cute.
Thing. I liked Paige on this show much more than I like her on any show where she's more featured. I think she's meant to just come in, bring a little spice. Like, I've not enjoyed her in Summer House in like 3 seasons. I thought she was fun here.
Yeah, when have we ever? It's so crazy that she's, it's like, I would really miss her, but I don't like her. It's really weird.
I know.
She comes
across. What about the
so
Summer House
fake,
trailer?
I wish she would lean into being more of a. I like her that now that I know that she likes to smoke weed.
Yeah.
It makes her more likable that she's not an uptight bitch.
I agree. Yeah.
Oh, Olivia walking by Taylor and saying see you next Tuesday was a great thing too.
Great. I love Olivia.
Summer House.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Me too. I think it looks like a solid season. I
hate
really
Danielle, but
hate Danielle. Wish she wasn't there. The way the editors, I wonder if they're going to do Lindsay dirty, but the way they edited that scene where Carl
they're
was
on
like
Carl's side,
she's going to say she was blindsided, and then it cuts to her like, I feel absolutely blindsided. It's like, oh fuck. But
if you're planning a wedding, you're always going to be blindsided, especially if he lets you have a bridal shower. If he's having that many doubts,
that's the question for me is like, where was the point? Did something happen to pull the plug?
Right.
When were you gonna pull the plug? Why did we have the bridal shower?
Obviously, it's nice that he didn't marry her. Obviously.
Yeah.
But you can't, any girl, any person, it's a human reaction to feel when she's nuts. We've all seen that.
Yes.
He freaking proposed and, oh man, the truth, when all these people look so happy and they were always traveling and this, and it was just a shit show. I love it.
I know. It's great.
I hope social media goes away. I want to go back to when you get a Christmas card, you haven't seen these people's faces. Like, I get Christmas cards from people from high school, and it's like, since I don't see them on social media, and it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
I want social media to be gone. The world would be really so much better. We see so much shit. Making the world
100%
so nuts.
Oh yeah,
it would make these shows better.
They should, like you've always said, there should be a social media blackout on all these shows.
I don't know how I didn't see. Okay, when Salt Lake City, 2 weeks before that show even happened, I was sitting in the car and I saw all over Instagram. I'm so surprised you didn't see that about the Drita Vontis or what's the name? Or
I may have seen it, but I ignored it.
I didn't think it was that big a deal. And so at the finale, I was like, is this really? That's why I was bummed, I think, because I had already known that I wasn't blindsided that she was whatever, a blogger. And so I don't know how it got out. People are saying they never saw it. But I, at the point, I was like, well, this is it, that she was just, I had an Instagram account. So I was just kind of bummed that that was the blow up, because I wish I had been fresh with everybody. And then when I looked at the Instagram account, it was just her taking Jen down. And it's like, who really gives a shit about that? And I don't know. And watching the show, I thought that the reunion was unwatchable. Hearing,
I thought it was pretty boring.
Hearing, how can they talk about, who cares about anything other than with the last episode? It should be a one episode reunion.
I
just
agree.
Cover that and let's move on. I also think that this is gonna fuck the Housewives up forever. I think this is when the Housewives has jumped the shark. I don't think there's any going, because it's just, I think it's gonna come unraveled that there's so much more plotting and behind the scenes, and that these Housewives are really faking it. It's already coming out that Heather had pretty much
had
knew
seen
about it.
Yes.
And it's all acting. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. And Heather's trying to act like she was bombarded, and it's all bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I saw that she had known for weeks or something and had already been messaging about it. I mean, I think we don't talk about it, but we know, right? Producers are setting this shit up. This is not real.
But this is next level.
Yeah. I just,
how everyone
I think I
reacted. I just don't.
Yeah. It wasn't, it, I mean, I would say it was an incredible episode of television because of how it was produced, edited, put together. Like, honestly, like a flawless piece of content they created. I would not say of like reality.
But I think,
right?
Is this Housewives now? Did it have to be an, like, Housewives that we love and grew up with? It's just evolving into that because they don't have anything else.
Right.
And that's
right.
why I think it's jumping the shark, because you can't keep topping this.
No, it's
there's
hard
no
to
coming
do.
back from that.
Right.
We used to love Bass Lake when little Colton was going to jump off and break his neck, and they were screaming at him from the boat, or not Bass Lake, or whatever, Lake Powell,
yes,
or whatever.
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just worries
no
me.
I
find that now I'm watching, I can't make it through a Potomac episode. I can't make it through. I'm bored.
Oh, Potomac. Boring. Like, I can't even, what I, the only thing I thought was, the only thing of Potomac that I liked was when Robin called Juan and wanted him to be on her side. And he was like essentially the exact opposite. And then she called him and was like, hey, what's wrong with your FaceTime? And he was like, oh, like he can't answer his wife's call. I mean, that was the only moment of the episode I liked. Other than that, I like Giselle and Karen being friends.
I do too. And I like
about
them
it.
Slapping Karen's ass and Giselle genuinely smiling. Yeah.
Yes.
I enjoy that too.
I like them
I enjoy
being friends,
Mia.
But yeah, but at large, Potomac
like
is
Mia.
A bad season. And I
when
cannot
they were
figure
kayaking
out what's happening.
That whole episode, I fell asleep. Ugh.
Yeah. It is boring.
And I can't follow what Ashley and what's her face are crying about.
Oh, Ashley and Candace?
Well, I can't follow what Candace is even fighting with people about anymore. I don't
just
even know.
Like being horrible on social media? I don't even know either. Yeah, I agree with you. It's weak.
It's so boring.
I feel largely the same way about Miami. I don't know why, but there's just
I enjoyed Miami
there.
A lot more.
No, I would say
when they
more,
say
oh,
por favor,
still,
it gets my engine racing.
I mean,
I'm not that way
if
with
you,
Miami. I think I enjoy Miami way more than I'm enjoying Potomac right now.
I still feel Miami is taking a hit from where it was on Peacock.
It's
I don't
hard
know
to
why.
Come back from that,
yeah,
but
from like a
I
strong. I
love watching Alexia look for an apartment, and poor Frankie's gonna jump over the he's gonna fall over the balcony. It's like, go get a fucking house. Get out
That's
of these
what I thought.
Things.
Get a home. When she
You're
said
scaring me.
When she was like, I mean, we're going from a 20,000 square foot home to, God forbid, like a 3,000 or 4,000 square foot apartment. It's like, do you know what people live in with families larger than yours? First of all,
how
second
big?
Of all, go to a house. Why are
it
we?
Makes me
Why
nervous.
are you Frankie up like he's Rapunzel? It's It's
how big are these buildings that you are living in a 20,000 square foot apartment?
I know.
So is
I
there
know.
Five apartments in the whole building? That's a lot. That's huge. Yeah, that it's a mansion up in the sky. I don't want that.
No, I don't either. No.
40,000,
no.
You should go to jail. It's, you're a criminal if you're renting for 40 grand, I think you're hiding something. If you're renting for $40,000 a month, something's really wrong with you.
You could get a house in one of these gated communities where Frankie could walk up to the gate. He's not going anywhere. He's not getting out. They got security. He'll be fine. Frankie knows what's going on. I love when he walked in that room and he's like, oh, no. This is too small.
$40,000.
I know. It's insane.
A month.
I know.
That's a lot of money. That's insane. That is more than most people's income a year. Yeah. And they're paying that for a fucking month. And it's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. Oh, you know what scene I also enjoyed was Larsa, her daughter, and Marcus, where, like, I love how Larsa's, like, casually, like, well, Sophia, like, is going to be in LA. And, like, I love Miami. So it's like, you're still supposed to be raising
this
shit.
Mother. Like, you're shit.
It's not. These are the critical years for a female,
go
like
to
a
LA
teenager.
And be with your daughter, you scumbag.
She's talking about her like she's her cousin or something. She's like, I just like love Sophia.
She wants to be with her.
like
I know. Do you mind if Marcus, like, is she going to kick Marcus out? I
yeah,
know
in
you
front
mind
of Marcus.
Marcus being here, but
do you
like,
like Marcus?
He's the one, right? He's the one, right? Yeah.
It's crazy.
It makes me nervous. I don't care. A guy can be completely. If a guy did not, you know, even, I mean, sorry, this is dark, but even men molest their daughters that are related to them. But it just makes me nervous that Marcus is, not that Marcus would ever do anything, but just to put, it's like, gives me love after lockup vibes when there's a young guy.
Yes,
and mommy's,
I agree.
Mommy's
yeah,
still
yeah.
holding on to her youth and dresses the same
as
Sophia.
The daughter.
And Sophia is a little pretty girl and it just makes me nervous. And the guy could be the most honest person in the world. I don't think he's a ped, but it just makes me nervous. I don't want little guys. I don't know. I just don't like it.
This is the thing about Marcus. When she was like, I maxed out my card last month. And he was like, if you have $2,500 every month, max it out every month because you're not getting that $500 back.
Where does
it's
that
like,
money go? What does that mean? It doesn't roll over? Where's the $2,500 go back into Larsa's account?
Right. I don't like the way he was. But just you could see right there. He is when he said he flew private until he was 16. It's like you forget like. How like really how his childhood was and the advice he's giving Sophia is just like fucking spend it all, do it all, fly fucking private.
I mean,
let's go. It's like Jesus Christ. It's crazy. He's like American royalty when you really think about
it. He's gotta be him and Larsa are a good match because the way he grew up, Larsa at least has lived like that most of her adult life.
Yes.
So she can relate even though he has grown up like royalty, yeah.
Yes.
Like Michael Jordan. Like, I mean, you don't pay for a meal. He probably hasn't. Everything's free.
When he was like, we're not spoiled. We're privileged. It's like, okay.
That's hard to do, but I believe Michael Jordan, from what people say, what a dick he is. Maybe he did. Marcus seems nice.
Yes, he does. I will give him that. Yeah. He does not seem like a bad person. He does not seem like a dick.
I question him picking Larsa.
100 every day, all day. And no offense to Larsa. But the work is starting to like fail her a little bit. It's not. It's
she's
the face
on
is
the
not
Mama
looking.
Elsa train.
Yeah, she's got to slow down. She needs
she's
to
not
like
be able to see.
She needs to do a Black China situation and just like take everything out
gone.
And like recover her face because she was.
It looks
imagine
terrible.
What she would look like if it was her old face now. She'd be fucking beautiful. She'd be like Sofia Vergara. She was gorgeous. She really fucked with her face. It's a shame.
And her whole body. It's pumped up.
Yeah,
she's got so much fake shit in her body. It's not good to have all those toxins in you.
You can't.
And in that ass, wouldn't you just love to have a small little tight ass?
I know.
Who wants that big fucking ass? Nobody.
I know.
Even when it was you want a small little tight ass. I don't get it. Like Tamara Judge. I don't know how she keeps her body so tight and right at that age, but she looks so little and fit crazy even though she's a terrible person.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, I also loved Alexia at the swim, whatever that event at Marisol's, where she kept calling people bro. Like, she's been doing that a lot this season. Like, she constantly says bro. Like, we share the car, bro. It was her party, bro. Like, just like, I don't know. The way she talks and the way she comes at people is just, it is so great. Teresa.
I'm not upset.
It's really great.
I'm just passionate. And I believe her.
Like, yelling at people. Yeah, and she's, like, dead serious, too. It's great. Just ruining the vibe for everybody. It's just, it's fun. And I liked her outfit at that party, too.
And Marisol. They could be wrong as the day is long, but when they start screaming, I por favor, I freaking love it more than any Housewives. Those two together.
I also love how they just like teamed up and decided Adriana's just trash, so whatever, and this is all fucking Nicole's fault. And like, it's so out of control, but it's actually really funny to watch. Like, they're just like, well, whatever, Adriana's horrible all the time. But like, Nicole,
Miami has so much. We have nothing to say about Potomac. Miami is a secret little gem.
Yeah,
and then when Julia walks in and she's so freaking weird when they all
say
weird. Like,
her style is weird. Like, what was she wearing? A swimsuit with like a dress over it and a hat. I don't even know what that outfit was.
She's too honest to be a housewife. She's too nice.
Even when she's trying to get Adriana to like fess up, she can't do it.
Yeah.
She should have just been like, yo, here, like, even then they wouldn't have cared.
Her and Adriana,
that made it the funniest part.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Lisa is the biggest piece of shit on the planet.
Thank you for bringing this up.
Her at the bank with her kid.
I know. I can't.
That was so
it was cringeworthy. It made my skin crawl watching her try to pretend like, A, this kid gives a shit hearing about. And when she's like, when she says, like, my parents were working class, it's like she's saying they were coal miners in the 1800s and made a dollar a day. Like, it's like middle class, or I think she even said middle class. Like, middle class is achievable. Like, that's a success in America. What
I sold ice
about?
Cream cones for $7 an hour. Like, how old are you? That's a great minimum wage at your age. Shit. See, to me, that scene of her, we need more delusional psychopaths like her than Heather and her fake soliloquy. To me, is what Housewives is all about. I will take psychopath banking over this whole Heather thing. I don't understand if people enjoy it, but that's just what I love.
Yeah, and I mean,
I hope we can keep it, because Miami still is some of the most unique psychopaths.
Yes,
it's great.
You're right. It gave me like Love After Lockup vibes of like when they're in front of a shopkeeper just like losing their minds, you know, and the person's like, and I just kept thinking that poor banker, he's just like, why? And when she's like looking over and she's like, mommy switched careers and like winked, it's like, what the fuck, did you go to prostitution? What are you talking
and
about?
I got perfume and mommy's making some perfume, you know, and, oh you remember what the name is, and oh he's got $100 bills in here, and the kid's like, this one's fake, and
I love
mean,
that.
Just
I loved
crazy.
It. I know. It was nuts.
Just walking
little,
up.
I did
she
like
can't
that little
get the
safe,
umbrella
though.
Down. Right.
Oh, yeah. It was great. The whole
just
scene.
Wasting
was good.
This guy's time. I mean, it's just nuts. It was so good.
It was
Lisa,
great.
The way she treated Gertie when poor Gertie is so upset. See, finally, Gertie is really going through it. I feel so bad for her. And
me too.
Lisa's a piece of shit. Doesn't even get up.
No. And I also, but I did like the dramatics of Gertie, like, you know, it's like she's like a mother trying to fix her family. Like, you have to make it right.
Yeah.
For me, you know,
scared
and she's
gonna
like,
die. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just like, just the dramatics of that whole scene and watching Lisa, like, wow, I really know how to clear out a room. She doesn't give a fuck.
People say like Alexia is a piece of shit. Alexia at least is crying and giving.
Yeah.
Gertie.
She's going to help her.
Yeah. Lisa sat there like a stone cold bitch.
She really is. Like, it's
yeah,
she's
it was
disconnected.
Nicole's
like,
a little nuts with it. Have you watched The Housewives, Nicole?
I am never going to another group event again.
It's like, yeah, I'll see you next week at a group event. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, then you're off the show.
Also, you just gotta like, I really like Nicole. She's got to just boss up, and she does in moments, but just tell them you don't give a fuck and like move. Like, who cares? Alexia and Marisol only respect people who are going to talk shit right back to them.
Right.
They don't want to railroad people. Like, they do railroad people. You got to step up for yourself.
And what was the big, and you know, I do believe Adriana was on it, but Nicole, you said in they have you on the reunion saying that Anna freaking reached out to you. You obviously can tell that there is a bunch of shit going on, and you invite her. You know that there's going to be some shit going down. Don't act so coy.
Yeah, I agree.
Or unless the producers put her up to it and she can't throw them under the bus is maybe the issue. Who knows?
Yeah, it's all a mess.
But she's so pretty. It's just like, we can't lose you. Too pretty no. to be lost.
And too rich.
Very unique looking.
Yes.
She's like very pretty, but she doesn't look like everybody else.
Right, right. I agree. All right, anything else on Miami? I think we got Beverly
Marisol
Hills.
Somebody said this. Okay. Her house is so dinky in the front. So it looks like a guest house. Where does she live?
Thank you. I was like, how are we having this many people at this house? Where is the space? What am I looking at? It literally looks like a guest house attached to another house, but
maybe
it's like
it
a
is.
Real house. And this is no shade. That's what it looks like. But then it's like, she has all this money.
How big
and,
is
like,
it, though?
Is doing
it
this
looks
event?
Like 800 square feet inside. And the
literally.
Sage guy that's in there, how much are you paying this lunatic to come in and lie to you?
That's hilarious.
And you can't leave the room because there's spirits and stuff. Maybe I'm just stupid. But I don't know.
Yeah. Spirits.
That's just like rich people thinking. If you're poor and you got to make a buck, you don't have time to sit around and think about saging your fucking rooms and stuff.
No. No. You're out.
Poor Marisol goes at 49 or whatever age, like decides she wants to have a baby. And then...
A little too late.
Sad. It's not fair.
Yeah. I know men can have kids till they're 90.
Wonder what these two boys think. Their dad's dating this lunatic.
I know. They were like stuck
this
in
drunk.
That scene. They looked nice, though. They didn't
they
look
do.
Like
oh, yeah, yeah. They seem
they
very nice.
Bleach spot hair.
Yeah, no, they seem very nice.
All right, let's talk Beverly Hills, which I thought was a great episode. Particularly,
people
just
are
watching.
Hating Beverly Hills. I enjoy it too.
Wow, really?
We're the only
enjoying
two
it.
People.
What are they
I
hating?
Think that I think people just think it's boring compared to Salt Lake City. So that, I think that is an issue. But I love it.
I mean, watching Kyle and Morgan is all I need to see. The way Kyle, when she was practicing, and Kyle's like, she's like over there, like in her face. It's like, are you a teenager in love? What is happening here? Feeding each other fruit. All that shit. It's and
seems
watching
very
her
sweet.
Daughters. She seems really sweet, honestly. They seem
I like Morgan.
Like they
I'm attracted
are
to her.
In a relationship.
And she was Mauricio at the event.
Yes. The fact that Mauricio
there
wasn't
Mauricio.
There said everything.
He should be there.
Of course. That was like I was impressed Kyle was able to speak without crying. I thought that was like, yeah, a very telling sign that he was nowhere around that event. He didn't even try to make it.
And I think he's a real piece of shit because I think that if her friend didn't pass away, I do think that triggered.
I think
in this
right.
girl's life.
Because we kept asking ourselves, what happened? What happened? What happened? And
this
I think
it
was this. And, you know, like when you go through difficult times, people either show up for you or they don't. And so this is, like she said, this sounds like one of the first times where she was like needed Mauricio and he was not,
they're
like, did not
broken,
give her
long.
What she needed, you know?
And when she says, I'm not going to spend time with people who don't appreciate me, she's talking about him.
Yes, she is. Yeah. You can tell. Yeah. It's fascinating.
What's
just
with her
the
and Teddy
way...
being best friends? It just rubs me the wrong way.
I know. Teddy always,
it's weird.
Anytime I see her show up, I'm like, and even the way they were sitting like three deep in the car, it's just like it's so interesting. This
and
Kyle and
Kyle
Morgan
is holding off on the romance probably because she doesn't want it to look like in the divorce, if Mo gets dirty, that Kyle's leaving him for a woman. I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. She's probably, because I'm sure, I mean, I would assume they had a prenup. They were married so long ago. He's worth a ton of money now.
He's a real dirtbag, though. Calling her love bean and stuff. It really does come across gross now.
Yeah. Yeah. How about the PK and Dorit therapy scene? That was fascinating as well.
She hates his guts.
Same thing kind of happened, right? Not there for her. Completely change how you look at a person. And she got the ick. is how it feels.
And he wanted someone who he could control. And then she grew up a little bit the way he's like, she used to be
when
so
he said, yes,
low maintenance. And
he said she was bubbly and fun.
Uh-huh,
and now
right.
She's high maintenance. And it's like, that means he wanted the dumb blonde Dorit.
Yep.
Just LBE and like runs uh-huh. around and doesn't give a fuck about anything else. And the fact that she's now like a woman who is a mother with shit happening, like he doesn't want any parts of it.
And they have real financial issues. I like Dorit. Dorit seems at least like a decent mother, which is shocking.
Yes, I would agree.
Like she cares about the kids.
When he said, when does high maintenance blend with PTSD? It was such a dick comment. Just even the way she opens the door to the therapist tells you everything you need to know. She's immediately complaining yes. about PK. She's like, well, he didn't let you in with the pizza. And the therapist is like, what the fuck am I walking into?
The therapist seemed to be like, she's blowing PK in a way though, the way she's like defending him, but
she was doing
he
a lot
did
of
go
like,
to her side too.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
She, it seems she was they're no, broken.
Paris Hilton's therapist. I'll say that.
No, she should be working everyone's.
I know.
You should be the only therapist on the planet. She's so good.
Yeah.
I hate therapists. What do you got going on, bitch, in your life that you're here to tell me what's going on in mine? There's just not enough. People can never give enough information to really get a good point, probably, unless it takes time and time and time and time.
Well, that's why you're supposed to go for a while, I think. You know what show? Right. Shrinking.
With
Jason. I watched it. It was actually really, really. Munch kept telling me.
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, I liked it. I ended up enjoying it. Yeah, but those
he
people were
gives
imperfect.
Me the ick. Marshall.
Jason Segel.
I love him, but I can smell his weakness that's uncircumcised for some reason. I don't know why.
He does give me like not.
He doesn't wash his folds
ever. Like he's never looked like sparkling clean to me.
And I need a man that I want to, unless they're, I don't know. That show was good. It was kind of depressing for me. I gave it up.
Yeah.
The mom's dead. The daughter's having trouble with the dad. It was it was dark, but plus I don't like that bitch from Scrubs.
Who's that? I didn't watch Scrubs.
The neighbor. The
woman
neighbor.
I like her because she was on another show I watched that I can't remember now, but I liked her on it.
I can't stand her. Oh, and she was in Cougar Town.
Maybe that's right. Where I know her from. I'm not sure.
Courtney Cox, another person I hate. She does these dumb TikToks, and I can't stand her face. And she's just not funny. It's just go off into the distance, Courtney. Or do something. I don't want to watch your dumb TikToks.
Never,
I hate it.
I don't follow her. She doesn't like enter my orbit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else here?
Beverly Hills. Okay. Anne-Marie. I just want to say some more points about the show or at the gathering. It was really heartbreaking to see the mom there. And Kyle watching. I saw someone on Twitter because it was kind of funny and fucked up. When Morgan was done singing, Kyle's like, woo! Like, screw it. Woo!
Standing ovation.
Someone was just going to take her bra off and throw it onto the stage.
People were what the fuck? It was also the transition from this very moving speech, like, and here is Morgan Wade. It's like, what? This is an odd transition. Like, maybe a break for a cocktail and a hug. What the fuck's going on here?
And she's online saying she's upset that she's brought Morgan onto the show. Morgan probably loves it more than
anything. This is great for her career. Are you kidding?
Right.
How many people are searching for this shit on Spotify after this show? No one knew who this woman was. I didn't know who she was before that. She's entered the general consciousness of like pop culture. Okay. So yeah, the Anne-Marie versus, I actually appreciated Crystal in that scene. I thought that was fun.
Me too.
I like her in group scenes. I think I don't need any really thing else than just that.
I think they could mold. They could sell us Crystal more. I don't know why they don't.
They could. I know.
Because I love the husband
I don't. It's she just she doesn't get the space to contribute at all. Really, it's like she's just a fly on the wall in most of these scenes. I think Anne-Marie is just desperately searching for some reason to be relevant on this show, and I find it like enough with this shit. Nobody cares. She essentially implied, she did imply the eating disorder thing in front of somebody who has an eating disorder. And you're talking about you're in healthcare and you care about people. That's like not cool. Crystal has her challenges publicly, and Anne Marie feels like somebody who's watched a show previously, so she knew this shit. And
to say someone has an esophageal problem and then link it to an eating disorder and say that is real.
You're trying to prove scumbag
behavior.
Yes. Yeah. Very trash behavior. I don't need people to come in like with this vibe. I'd never have appreciated the desperation from these women. I prefer somebody to just come in and be them, like be a nut, and then it's entertaining.
That's she's a weirdo, and she's lying about being a doctor now, and it's weird.
Yep.
And her husband belittling her, and then the husband's got dark secrets supposedly, or who knows? And it's just all—it's a bad pick. I don't know why they would. We didn't need it.
Right, I agree.
Bravo gets desperate to bring in new people. It takes a lot for us to get to know someone.
I know. Oh, last comment I have on Beverly Hills is the scene with Garcelle and her kids. I feel like the kids were being real disrespectful and like mouthy.
Yeah.
And
well, they're
teenage boys, man. It's just
the way
like,
they act. I think it is hard.
It is.
I think it's weird I don't think it's right to put them on screen like that. And like all their friends are going to be talking to them and like their mom about sex and stuff. I will be so straightforward about sex. It's not going to be like, what do you know about sex?
That was my issue.
Fucking nuts about
it was too. It's too late.
Thinking you're going to have a fucking sleepover? Are you on a different fucking planet?
A, that point. B, it's too late to be. What do you know about sex? That conversation needs to happen years before this shit. They have a girlfriend. Of course, who knows what they're doing? But
they're
like,
having sex
because
the
points,
other brother
enough.
Leaked it. Yeah.
Of course.
Right.
And it's not the time to ask the intro question about it's so late. It's just, it's so, it, and on film, that's so embarrassing. I would want to kill my parents. I'd be like, get me out of here.
The more Garcelle's on the show, the more it seems like she's acting. We don't really know who Garcelle is.
Right. I don't
when
have
she's
complete
with
confidence
Sutton,
in the activeness
like
of
them.
Her parenting. Like, I don't know how, like that scene.
Well, and then the husband's letting the girl sleep in the bed or whatever. And then they're calling him, FaceTiming. My kids think they can FaceTime me with their fucking girlfriend in the bed at 15. I will go over to wherever the hell they are and rip him out of the. I mean,
agreed.
You can do that shit when you're in college or whatever the fuck you do. Or if you invent something and you're a multimillionaire at freaking 18 years old, or you become some stupid internet sensation and you can own your own house, but you ain't doing that shit when you're 15 years old and under my rules.
No, agreed.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Even the kids coming in and, kids are fucking annoying. I cook this food and you're eating a bowl of cereal. I know they're hungry, but it's just like, I love when she said, I hope you choke on that. That was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
I love Garcelle, but she obviously hates all the women and it's a bummer. She hates Dorit. You know, maybe Dorit has given her weird reasonings. We've seen it. Dorit has acted weird about race and it's become like, I think Garcelle hates her.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The only person she likes is Sutton.
It's Sutton. That's it.
Oh. Garcelle's there just to stay. It has probably made her more relevant, even though she's probably a great. I wish she could just. I would miss her on the show. I like her, but
yeah,
I think Dorit it's could go. Same.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm interested
what
to see
Dorit
where the
brings.
PK stuff goes.
Dorit's an interesting housewife. She's been on for so long.
Yeah.
But you really will forget about her 20 years from now.
Yeah, that is a good point.
But looking back, she does say a lot of funny things. I would miss her, but.
And the hamster wheel of her comments is entertaining. Yeah.
When she goes on about Erica, it's fun.
If I was building a super cast of Beverly Hills, she probably wouldn't be on it though.
Yeah. I like her realizing Kyle's in love with this woman. It is fun.
Right. All right. I think that's it. Anything else? Top of mind before we bid adieu? Oh, we're going to start talking Traitors, which the first episode comes tonight.
Oh, it does? They drop it weekly? Tonight. It's not a whole shebang?
So.
Oh, good.
I just saw it said like 9 p.m., 6 p.m. or something.
Ekin
so.
Sue.
Yes, Ekin. I know.
They
it's going to be a
the
banger.
Cast of our dreams.
Yeah, I'm excited. So we'll be covering that. And until then, we love you
MJ,
guys.
Or MJ from Shaws of Sunset said she went there. She was on it. She was gone for one whole month and could talk to her kid a couple times.
Wow.
Could never FaceTime him.
That means she gets far, I think. That's great.
Yeah, right. But.
Okay.
I mean, that's some sacrifice, man.
All right, friends. We'll be back. We love you.